Not going to lie, if we weren't already pumped up to be back and doing fan experience, that song that leads us in definitely gets you a little bit more pumped up. But so welcome, everybody. This is Fan Experience TV. We got to change the graphics sometime soon. And, you know, because this is a TV show. We are here with you every Tuesday and Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern. Thank you again for joining us. I am your host, Mike Kados. Alongside me is my co-host, Rick Molina. Rick, how are we doing? How was your weekend? Well.
Weekend was good. It was a good President's Day, Valentine's Day weekend. Got my mom some chocolates. Lots of love out there. And, you know, just kind of lounged around, didn't do much, chilled, watched a little bit of the Daytona 500, watched my beloved Knicks win the third straight. Chimed in a little NFL news and just getting ready for the Major League Baseball season to start. Mike, so it was a good weekend. How about yourself?
Yeah, no, same here. It's definitely weird to not have football.
Yep.
On Sundays.
But I gotta say, I kind of like it. You're not pinned to your TV from like 9 to 8. You know what I'm saying?
No, absolutely. I don't start until about 11.
Yeah.
But I must say, like, I kind of envy the West Coast. Like, I would like to get, you know, start watching at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And be all wrapped up by 8, you know, instead of
11.
You know, instead of by 11. You know, I mean, I don't know. I'd rather just, like, roll out of the bed. Well, I mean, 10 wouldn't roll out of bed at 10, but,
yeah,
you know. But at least the pre-games and whatnot at, like, 8 o'clock, that's where it's at. We'll be doing that next year, right?
Yeah, we'll at this time next year we'll be telling our stories coming back from Super Bowl 56 down in Los Angeles. So that'll be a good time.
Inglewood, California.
Inglewood.
Yeah. Inglewood.
But we got a lot to get into today.
Yeah, why don't you start us off?
And you know, wanted to start off, I guess, you know, I kind of wanted to go NBA because obviously the big news in the NBA is Anthony Davis is going to be out a few weeks with that tendon. And if he's not able to roll, man, I mean, the Lakers are going to have a hard time repeating as world champs if Anthony Davis is hurt. Because I don't know that LeBron by himself can withstand all these teams, you know, Denver out there and Utah, the way Donovan Mitchell's playing. And, you know, with Damian Lillard in Portland out there and Jokic with the Nuggets out there as well. I mean, they're just – that guy's just dropping 40 a night. I mean, I don't know how they're going to be able to withstand that out there in the West to hold off these teams. And then in the East, obviously, you got the Heat and you got the Sixers. But let's talk about my beloved Knicks in a moment. 14 and 15.
Oh.
Julius Randle dropping 44 points last night in Atlanta. This is a team that's got a little momentum right now. I'm not saying they're going to win a world title. I'm not saying they're going to you know, make it to an Eastern Conference Finals. But you're starting to see the foundation being built. RJ dropping, you know, 15 to 20 points a night. Julius Randle coming into his own, the leader of the team. You got IQ, and the trade for Derrick Rose was just incredible. I mean, it made that second unit just like almost unstoppable. It's unleashed Obi Toppin, who's starting to score, you know, like 8 to 10 points a game. I mean, the Knicks are starting to develop a cohesion here. I mean, the only question you got to really ask yourself is, do you give Julius Randle a long-term deal? But you wait for that at the end. But right now, the Knicks are starting to roll in that East. And I'm not – anything could happen. But right now, you just got to like the way they're playing. But NBA-wise, it's just exciting, man. These teams are just, you know, chucking up threes left and right. And it's just great to watch. But, you know, let's wait and see what happens. But it's going to be a fun couple months the rest of the way here in the NBA.
No, absolutely. And, you know, you said it, you know, the cohesion. And that's what it's all about, you know, especially in basketball. Mm-hmm. You know, you just need to know and you need to trust your guys and you have to have that team chemistry when it comes to basketball because, absolutely, you know, it's so fast paced. And, you know, to trust that a guy's going to be, you know, at exactly the spot that you need him to be, you know, and that's how you win games. And that's how, you know, you get better. I mean, look at the Heat last year, you know?
Right.
You know, they just had amazing team chemistry, and that's why they got to the finals. They got beat out by just pure better talent. I mean, you know, the Lakers are a tough team to beat. Yeah. But like you said, you know, Davis being down for a little bit, it's going to hurt them. It's going to hurt them, but, you know, it's It's still early on.
Yeah, and, it's a long season. They had another 40 games left.
Yeah. So
but he always gets hurt. So you just, you know, we'll just kind of take a wait and see approach. But he, you know, Anthony Davis has got to stay healthy for them to win the title. Period.
Yeah. And speaking of your Knicks, I told you right before the air, I got my exclusive pre-sale offer and email. So it looks like they're going to be, you know, dishing out a couple of socially distancing pods.
Interesting.
You know, as per the New York guidelines, you have to get a, you know, one of those PCR, you know, like the advanced
test,
you know, no, like a PCR, like the big test a couple days before.
Got it.
And then you rapid test at the door.
Understood.
So, you know, I mean, it's good that they're doing it, but I don't know. I can't see myself poking my eyeball by myself. I'm not going to lie. You know, I'm sure everyone out there has gotten the COVID test already, you know, at one point, you know, and the rapid test is not as bad as the other one, but you know, obviously it's only for a couple of seconds, but I don't know if I have the wherewithal to just jam it into tickling my eye socket.
Yeah, they're tickling your brain over there trying to get a COVID test. It's not a lot of fun, but yeah, listen, that's a good thing though, man. We need to get back into these stadiums. We need, you know, especially now that baseball's coming up. Summer's going to be here. I'm sure
they're going to be the same type of protocols.
Yeah, but people want to go out. They want to see their teams. They want, especially for the Knicks, the way they're playing right now. People want to root for them. They want to be out there and they want to cheer for them. So, and it'd be good for those guys to hear the fans root for them. So I think it's a good thing. You know, it looks like we're starting to come through this pandemic. So let's just, you know, hope for the best and get in those stadiums and especially for the workers, man, get them back working and, you know, get this thing moving along.
No, absolutely. Is the fans in the stands going to help or hurt? Because they're doing good right now.
I think it's going to help. We want to make them play better, man. Absolutely.
Is it gonna hurt at away games?
Question is, are we going to be a couple of the fans in the stands? That's the question. Will the Fan Experience TV be some fans in the stands? Whether it's Knicks, Rangers, Yankees, Mets, will we be taking part or will we be in the parking lot, you know, doing our thing?
We will be somewhere.
Yes.
I don't know where it's going to start, but my money is on the Mets.
Yeah, I think a Met game
starting.
Yeah, I think our starting point should be a Met game sometime in May. You know, when it's warmer out there, go out there. You know, get a nice show going on out there. That should be a good time. Have all the fans.
Yeah,
out there.
And we'll have the vaccines rolling out a little bit more by then, and
yeah,
hopefully many more would have been vaccinated by May, and you know that is the perfect weather to go to a game.
Yeah, right before Memorial Day. That's you can't ask for a better time to go to a baseball game.
You know, especially a day game. I don't know. I something about day games, but there's also something about night games too.
Like a day game on like a weekend is cool. You know,
well,
like the night game on a Wednesday is cool. I like that.
I'm cool with that. So you don't have to take off work or nothing like that. Yeah, but then you have, you know, the night game on the Wednesday, then you're getting up and
droggy
in the morning. But you live two blocks away from the stadium, guys.
Exactly. No,
it takes me an hour.
Yeah, exactly.
It takes me 45 minutes to get back home. It takes you 45 seconds.
Yeah, jump on that 7 train express and I'm home in like 5 minutes, so it's all good for me.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you know, I mean, well, hey, with the stadiums, you know, the arenas, you know, one of the things that nobody has had any, you know, any of that action, but the Kiss Cam in the stadium.
That's right. Yeah, the Kiss Cams, those are big, man. I mean, I remember seeing a few years ago the president, President Obama and his wife were on that thing, like when the, you know, celebrities on that thing, grandma and grandpa get, you know, making out over there. Those are fun.
The Kiss Cam is huge in the stadium, but it's not just in the stadium. All right. Our next guest, we are proud to bring on. He is the co-founder of the Kiss Cam app.
Here
please
we go.
Please help us in welcoming Alex Veitch.
Hey guys.
Did I pronounce it right or is it Veitch?
Veitch.
Beach.
Don't worry. Okay, Alex Bates.
All the time.
He's got the Kiss Cam shirt on. He's ready.
There it is.
I got the play in the field hat. So, you know,
I got the jersey.
We got to rep We got to rep the merch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. I just need the background. I don't have the background.
Yet, so. Yeah. No, it's all good. You know, we came prepared, you know, when we started this show. It beats what's behind it. So that's really the main purpose of it. But hey,
baby steps.
Absolutely. Well, Alex, it's a pleasure to finally have you on. You know, I know we waited a little bit to get you on, but the day's here. The stadiums are opening up. I don't know how it is by you. You're in Colorado, but you know, let's talk about, you know, you growing up. As I know, you were born in Oklahoma and then raised in Denver, fan of many of the Denver teams. So where did you get your start as far as like loving all the major sports, and you know, which one really did you start paying attention to?
Well, it was really just kind of growing up and just being around sports, playing sports as I was a kid, you know, basketball. Everybody played soccer when they were a kid, football, just kind of all the sports, baseball. And so just kind of over that, and with Denver having, we have pretty much all the major sports teams. So just kind of started following them, and over time just became a fan of pretty much everything. So yeah, that's kind of how it started. So it really wasn't like one specific moment or anything. It's just kind of gradually. So.
You have any, you know, like crazy, you know, stories at the ballpark, any like amazing fan experience that you experienced at one, any game?
Nothing too crazy. I mean, I guess I remember I was at a Rockies game. This is back in college, actually. So I was home for the weekend. Back in college, I went to a baseball game, and we were sitting right along, you know, first base. And so it was kind of a bummer, but I guess kind of one of the highlights of my fan experience. It was after the inning. I can't remember what inning, but anyways, the players were all coming off the field into the dugout, and he threw the ball, and the ball was coming right at me, and I was about to catch it. And my buddy just pushed me out of the way and grabbed the ball from me. I was like, seriously? Come on, man. So, yeah, I'll always remember that for the rest of my life. But other than that, really just, you know, going to Nuggets games. My dad always gets season tickets to his game, to the Nuggets. So whenever he can't go, my brother and I always kind of steal the tickets from him. And of course all the Broncos games, Avalanche are always a fun time to go to too. So yeah, pretty much an all around sports fanatic.
Awesome. That's awesome. That's incredible. Alex, thank you for coming on tonight. So who were some of the athletes that you sort of rooted for, you know, out there in Denver as you were growing up? Was it Elway was a big name out there? Was it a lot of the guys out there? Tulowitzki?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Tulo, growing up, for the Broncos, you know, Elway, Terrell Davis, Shannon Sharp.
Oh yeah.
Yep. Yeah. He played for us for quite a while, won a couple Super Bowls, you know, and back to backs, 98, 99. And yeah, pretty much all those. And now I heard you guys talking about the Nuggets a little bit earlier, but yeah, Jokic and Jamal Murray are just kind of killing it with the Nuggets. So always a big fan of them.
They're a good team. And you're also into martial arts, right? Like, I mean, that was something you were growing up. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I was in martial arts for 11 years. Yeah, I was pretty much took up most of my time. And then I was able to, when kind of high school and college came around, I was able to finagle lacrosse and some other sports in too. So I played lacrosse and a little bit of rugby as well too. So, yeah, that was pretty much it. But, yeah, I did martial arts for 11 years. Got my black belt, and then kind of just life got in front of me, just didn't have time, and now I'm running Kiss Me, so
no, life comes at you fast.
Very fast.
Did you watch Cobra Kai?
I've actually seen the first episode of it. My brother was the one who told me to get into it, and so I watched the first episode. The first season. And my brother, I think there's another season out, so I need to go check out the second season. But yeah, I did watch the Cobra Kai, but absolutely watched all the Karate Kid movies growing up. Always a big fan of those.
There's three seasons actually.
There's three seasons. Oh yeah,
the third season is you know, it was picked up by Netflix, so Netflix produced the third season, and I'm looking forward to the fourth. I think it's a great show and tremendously well made. So let's get into a little bit of about, you know, what the Kiss Cam is, you know, and let's talk about like the origin story. Like, yeah. Why did you go and decide? I know, you know, it was your dad's brainchild mostly, right? And then where did it all come from?
Well, as you guys know, Kiss Cam started probably about 35, 40 years ago here in North America. And it was a fad that caught on, just caught on from stadium to stadium. And come about 2012, my dad was at a Nuggets game and he was with a date. And so he said, he actually turned to his date and he said, "Hey, if the Kiss Cam comes on to us, who's going to kiss who?" And she's like, "I'm going to climb all over you." And she said, "Hey, awesome." So, I mean, lo and behold, of course, the Kiss Cam never comes on because, you know, the Pepsi Center, well, now it's Ball Arena. It holds 18, 20,000 fans, and, you know, only like three or four couples are on it during the 1 minute segment on it. So your chances of getting on are slim to none. Mm-hmm. And so it kind of got thinking, I was like, I wonder if anybody owns the Kiss Cam or anybody has any legal rights to it. So the next day he kind of searched this was over a period of time, but he started, you know, the search, you know, he searched the trademark office, US and worldwide. Nobody claimed it. Went to GoDaddy.com, KissCam.com was there. So he grabbed the domain and then he filed the paperwork to get the trademark for KissCam. And that's kind of how it all started. But the crazy thing is, though, is my dad was late 50s at the time, and he, so his background is in the oil and gas industry. So he was kind of born and raised, hence my background from Oklahoma. I still have family down there. My great grandfather, and my grandfather, they're all in the oil and gas industry. We have a family history in the oil and gas industry. And that was what he was doing for, you know, 45 plus years. And so him really jumping in from the oil and gas industry to sports technology brand development was a complete 180. So he's literally diving to the deep end on this. And then probably about 3 years ago, I've kind of always worked with my dad kind of on the side with Kiss Cam. And so probably about 3 years ago, I kind of came on full time with him to help him out with all the day to day because he's just getting busier and busier. But yeah, that's kind of how Kiss Cam, our Kiss Cam started.
No, that's, that's amazing. So tell us how the app operates.
So the app is kind of it's an extension upon the current Kiss Cam segment that you see. So the current Kiss Cam segment, you know, is 1 to 2 minutes and 3 to 4 couples are on it during the game. The app that we developed, it's a simple camera app. So just like Snapchat, Instagram and all that. So you can go and take a picture, but it has contest features, which is an extension on the Kiss Cam segment. So it's all geofenced. And the idea of it is to implement kind of this during the game. So everybody can be on the Kiss Cam. And it's great for brands, great for companies who are looking to get their name out too, because instead of three couples being on it, now you can have half the stadium on it or 100 fans on it participating in the Kiss Cam. Because, you know, everybody wants to be on the Kiss Cam. Brands clamor to be on the Kiss Cam. They want that spot because it is such an attention getter. So that's the idea behind the app.
That's incredible. Was your dad surprised when he looked it up if there was like a website that nobody had ever thought about claiming it? I mean, were you like shocked? Because I would think like 2012, people would be all over it.
Yeah, absolutely. He was appalled. I mean, he's like, okay, as soon as he saw kisscam.com, he's like, I'm gonna buy it. So,
and I guess he assumed that like somebody had already owned it, but I guess Kiss Cam is something that just was organic within the stadiums. Like, was it just something that the stadiums would put together? I guess.
Or, yeah. Like, it was just a segment for, you know, fan engagement to kill time during a timeout or a commercial break, halftime, whatever it may be, and it was just something that caught on from stadium to stadium. So
that is incredible, and like so. Let's say I'm there with my girl. Like, how does one get? What are the odds of somebody getting on like a Kiss Cam like that? Are they like 1 million to 1, or is it just like wherever the camera spans? Like, how does it work? I guess
Wherever the camera spans. You know, these producers will have, you know, 5-6 cameras and throughout the stadium. And I know they're just kind of, you know, just kind of scanning the audience and can you find an interesting couple or a good couple or whatever. So I guess it's just kind of luck of the draw. go wear like a funny shirt or, you know, wig or something. I'm sure your chances of getting on the kiss cam are probably going to be a little bit better. So,
yeah, like the chugger that we, me and Rick, you know, met like a little over a decade ago. We had like partial season tickets to the Mets. He's a Yankees fan, but you know, we sat up in the nosebleeds, but there was this guy that would just chug two beers every single half inning. And, you know, I mean, that memory still lives on in our memories and everything. And, but he, you know, that's somebody that, you know, definitely stands out, you know, and that's probably what they're looking for. But I do remember when I was a kid, I never was on the kiss cam, but when I was a kid, I was, at a Mets game with my dad and my brother, and my brother was, you know, very like outgoing, and you know, he was always like loud and, you know, just always out there. But you know, he was, I don't know, probably like 8 or something at the time. But he went and tracked down like a usher or like a cameraman and just started like chatting it up with him, and he ended up getting on TV and on the Titantron, you know, like the next inning. And they gave him a signed Ray Ordóñez home run ball. Now, oh, wow. I don't know if you remember Ray Ordóñez. Alex, I don't know if you know who Ray Ordóñez is, but he was a shortstop for the New York Mets. The guy has maybe 20 home runs to his career. I don't know, something around that. You know, okay. definitely was known for his defense. Nobody can ever say otherwise. And, you know, one of those – autographed home run balls, you know, went to my brother. And at the time, like I had like a signed, I think it was Mario Lemieux, like beer can.
Yeah.
And him and his friend were like horsing around in our room. You know, we had a shared room back then, and his friend crushed the beer can, the Mario Lemieux beer can. It was worth a couple of like $1,000 at that at that point. And then I ended up taking the Ray Ordóñez ball off of him because to make up for it. But it was definitely not worth the same. But, you know, that's the stuff that they probably look for. You know, those people that just, you know, that go out there, that put themselves out there. But the funny ones are obviously the ones where they don't kiss at all. Like they're brother and sister. And then they go like that. Like you can't.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I love those moments. So what kind of like. You know, like fun things that, you know, you've seen people use the app for?
Really a lot of things. So we partnered actually just recently over Valentine's Day. Most recent, we partnered up with a brewery. I'm going to give a shout out to Strike Brewing here out of San Jose. We partnered up with it. Yeah, actually they sent me a couple of beers. I just got in right before this.
There you go.
Kiss cam.
Oh, nice.
So. Shout out to Strike Brewing and Ginny Lewis over in San Jose. So if anybody's out in San Jose, go check them out.
Awesome.
So yeah, but you know, things like that. It's that's kind of part of the whole kiss cam thing because it is such an attention getter. We are trying to bring it outside the stadium because that's really where you only see it. Really trying to be that communication vehicle between brands and companies to the consumers because, you know, it is such an attention getter. It is such a head turner. And so to help brands kind of get their message out, you know, whatever it may be, whether it be funny or, you know, something a little bit more meaningful, but yeah.
And who are some
comment here? Somebody that's been on the kiss cam a few times.
Oh, wow.
Wow. I have been on Kiss Cam with Mike a few times. Oh boy.
Right. Not me, Mike. Her Mike.
Oh, her Mike. God,
okay. Yeah. No, I was never on the Kiss Cam, but Kathy's going to be joining us on Thursday. And, you know, she's got an amazing company as well. We'll dive into that on Thursday, the Short Game Place. So,
Alex, what brands are going on Kiss Cam? Are you like big national retail brands from the big ones to the like the smallest ones of every kind?
Yeah, Well, the current Kiss Cam segment, I've seen brands everywhere from kind of the local businesses all the way to the national. So the I don't know if you've seen the Baby Bell cheeses, the little circle cheeses and the waxes that they sell at Costco and stuff.
Yeah,
I know they sponsored the Kiss Cam a couple of times. Shane Company, which is a diamond company here in Colorado, and they have a couple stores in like Nebraska and Kansas, I think, kind of the surrounding areas of Colorado. They've sponsored it for at least the Nuggets and the Ants for, you know, a good majority of probably upwards of like 5 years or something like that. So really anybody and everybody, you know, but that's kind of, I mean, the thing about us though, is that the Kiss Cam is kind of what you see in the stadium. It's kind of been grandfathered in. And they've been doing it for so long. And so, like I said earlier, we're trying to take Kiss Cam outside the stadium and kind of build upon the brand that's already been built upon. So, so looking to dip our toes in kind of the entertainment, fashion, and, you know, industries like that too, to see kind of where Kiss Cam can go and where we can do with it. So
like when you say like in this, like, I guess like what, maybe runway shows, or you're talking like movie theaters, like in concert venues, like are those the kind of things you're looking to break into?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Again, just kind of expanding on the current Kiss Cam segments. We've spoken with, a couple of rosé companies that make wines and rosés.
Oh yeah, those are good. Some, yeah.
CBD companies too, trying to figure out what we can do with them as well too. So, you know, kind of things of that nature, and of course the brewery. So is always fun. So kind of things like that.
And are athletes involved with you guys? I mean, are they taking notice of the Kiss Cam app, and they want to be a part of it too?
We're working on that. That's still a work in progress. So. Hopefully in the near future.
Understood.
Get no, it always is. I mean, it truly is a grind, you know, and even with the trademark, even with, you know, all the patents and whatever, you know, you just have to keep putting yourself out there. You guys have deals with the Premier League, or is it some other soccer? Soccer league, or was it the cricket? Which one is it?
Oh, cricket. Yeah. So we've had a lot of interest in cricket. We've gotten cricket is huge outside the U.S. Mm-hmm. We really don't know cricket. I mean, I know from what I've heard, they're trying to bring cricket into the U.S. and trying to make it a more popular sport. Of course, that's going to take time. But you know, outside the U.S., you know, cricket's one of the most popular games out there. But yes, we've actually worked with various cricket leagues out of the Caribbean and out of India, and really trying to market the brand out there. It's ridiculous. Everybody loves the Kiss Cam outside the U.S. because I think we've grown up with it for so long.
Yeah.
We kind of know it's kind of like a pastime. You almost expect it when you go to the stadium to an extent. And but kind of outside the U.S., they're not too familiar with it. So, but yeah, we've had incredible engagement rates on kind of our marketing campaigns with them too. So, but yes, cricket and soccer. We did some. We worked with the World Cup and kind of ran our own ads in there. And then we've had great downloads from actually 32 countries that participated in the World Cup. So, it's definitely a known brand. So.
That is amazing. Yeah, I mean, the Kiss Cam is something that either a lot of people just love, and there's some people that just hate it. They're like, we don't want to see that in the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I saw you post the one video about them talking about it on WFAN just the other day, and Gio was just going off on it, but you know, Boo was loving it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Everybody loves the Kiss Cam, and that's the thing. So, whether you like it or not, you know about it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, absolutely. It's iconic.
Exactly. Iconic. Exactly. That's what it is.
Exactly.
And you know, you talked about how your dad looked it up, and it was like, how is this, you know, available? Mm-hmm. And honestly, you know, I came up with the concept for Playing the Field. And, you know, there's a dating app called Plenty of Fish, you know, there's all these different, you know, idioms that people have used. And when I first came up with the concept, I'm thinking, okay, I want a sports fan dating app. And then just trying to think of names in about 15 seconds, I'm like, first it was like playing for love or something like that, something corny like that. And then I'm like, wait, what about Playing the Field? And then I look it up and I'm like, what the?
Yeah,
I'm like, how is probably one of the most common dating idioms not a dating app?
Right.
And I went out and same like your dad. I went out and I trademarked the name and, you know, did all that legwork right off the bat. And, you know, we're working on launching the mobile apps within the next few months, hopefully, and, you know, hit the ground running. But we definitely need to, you know, chat more about, you know, the playing the field Kiss Cam collabo.
Yeah,
and, you know, especially when we're sitting there and we're taking it on the road and we're or even the fan experience Kiss Cam collabo. we want to take it out, you know, to the bars and to the tailgates and whatnot. Now, as far as do you have certain deals with certain like stadiums for contests, or is it not really allowed to be? Are you not allowed to have a geofence at like certain stadiums?
No, we can. And that's something we're still working on too. Kind of getting the deals with the stadiums. Right now we're talking directly with the teams, but getting the deals with the stadiums would certainly be fruitful, because, you know, stadiums hold not only sports, but concerts and,
right.
Mm-hmm. You know, conferences, you know, things of that nature, and using the Kiss Cam app for that, all those other events too, kind of helps take Kiss Cam outside the stadium, essentially, or I guess outside the game, and kind of what I was touching on earlier, kind of dip our toes into other industries with the brand.
No, that's cool. You know, I'm surprised that, like, you know, like in outside of the U.S., like Europe, with the big soccer crowds and the passion that Kiss Cam is it that it's not big out there, or they don't really do that in those venues over there?
They don't really do that in those type of venues, to tell you the truth. Oh, well, at least from my experience, I was actually in Spain two years ago, and I went to a Real Madrid game, and it was actually really cool. And there, it was completely different than what you kind of see here in the U.S. The fans are quiet. Mm-hmm. They only yell if there's a penalty or a goal scored, and that's about it. And everybody's sitting down. I mean, there was one section on the complete opposite end of the stadium where, you know, there's kind of the cheering section, but for the most part, people were really quiet. I was like, well, this is not used to this. So, and like I said, it's just not as known out there than it is here in the U.S.
Nah, that's incredible. Yeah. I mean, and like you were saying before, it is such an iconic brand. Like when you go to a game, like you just expect to see the Kiss Cam. You're looking around to see who's going to kiss who or whatever it is. I'm always curious, like when somebody doesn't want to kiss somebody, like how does that work? Like, does the camera just like, all right, on to the next one, or they keep it on to egg on the person until do they have to kiss around the Kiss Cam? Like, is that the way it works?
I mean, you don't have to. It's I think it just depends what kind of the reaction of the crowd, if they're cheering and laughing or booing, whatever, and that's up to the cameraman. So again, sole discretion of the cameraman. Luck to get on the Kiss Cam. But yeah, I love the Kiss Cam. It's a surprise factor with the Kiss Cam that kind of helps make it so memorable and so attention getting. So,
Let me ask you this. Can somebody let's say I go to a game, like if I were to go to a game with a girl and I want to get on the Kiss Cam, is there somebody like through the app or somebody you can talk to, like say, hey, I want to get on the cam because I want to kiss this girl and I want everybody to see it. Like, is that possible or does it have to be totally spontaneous?
You know, we can probably make that happen. But with the app, you know, there's a guarantee to be on it. So, with the app, you can, we work with kind of the arena operators and we can shoot everything to the Jumbotron. I can literally, download all the submittals, walk it over to, for the contest where whoever wants to participate in a Kiss Cam contest, it's where you can go in, take a picture, vote, and it's kind of all geofenced. And even fans outside the stadium can watch it as well too, because that's kind of the idea, and all these teams are looking for fan engagement. So even people outside the stadium can be on the Kiss Cam on the Jumbotron.
Oh, so, that's incredible. That's good to know.
Well,
all right.
Well, there we go. That's the collabo right there. Because Rick wants to be on the Kiss Cam, but he needs to find a girl to kiss.
Exactly.
Yeah. So he needs to go on playing the field.
There you go.
There we go.
Perfect. There we go.
Works perfect. Works for everybody.
So you know, talk to us about some of the – because I know you have like some of the sponsors that you sign on with, you know, they have like contests, like talk to us about some of the, you know, the contests that you've seen, you know, maybe in our neck of the woods, you know, like in the Northeast over here, or, you know, out by you, you know, what have you seen people using it for as far as promoting their brands?
Well, we worked with a company last year called FOMO Spaces. They're a brand new company, and their idea is kind of like a virtual happy hour deal.
Okay.
So they were, I know over Thanksgiving, they're running a one of their events at, you guys are familiar with Houston Hall, Houston Street. Anyway,
oh, yeah, New York,
yeah,
yeah, of course, yeah,
yeah.
So they're running an event there, and so we worked up with them and implemented our technology with theirs. In an easy way to put it, so work with them. So like I said, it's a virtual happy hour. So what they do, they have a camera kind of on the bar. They'll have a DJ playing a set. They'll have a chat room. They'll have, you know, everybody there who's kind of on the platform, so you can chat with them, you can upload your picture. And that's kind of where we came in, was to just kind of upload your picture. So we partnered with them, made some custom frames for Houston Hall and, you know, FOMO Spaces, so people could go in, have fun with that. The fun thing is, though, you can go in to the app anytime, take a picture, and, you know, share it to social media too. One thing I forgot to mention earlier was that, you know, the companies that or the teams that we partner with, you know, will work with their sponsors, create frames, and anyone can go in and take a picture and share it to social media, therefore adds further exposure to, you know, the Southwest Airlines or whomever it may be. So
awesome. We got a lot of fans here that love this Kiss Cam.
I like it.
This
I like
Kiss Cam
it.
Idea.
I like it.
You know, so why don't you tell them where they can find it?
You can go to the App Store, download the app. We always have themed holiday frames going on. We had a bunch of Valentine's Day frames going on over the weekend. We were introducing a new feature called where you can send kind of virtual kisses with through the app. So upload some frames, just take a picture and send it off to your loved one or whomever you want to embarrass. But yeah, just go and download the app and then just kind of keep an eye out for, just follow us on social media and you can absolutely just have fun with it.
Nice. Now, yeah, is there like a kiss? Yeah, good. I was gonna say, is there like a Kiss Cam Hall of Fame or like the most memorable kisses out there? Like celebrity kisses, you know, presidential couple kisses, like, you know, anything like that?
You know, not to my knowledge, but that might be something we implement down the road. Yeah. That might be a good idea too. I like it.
Rick's got some rights in the game now.
Yeah. I'm full of ideas. No, because I thought of that. Like you see certain like if you'd ever see like let's say A-Rod and J-Lo at a game and they do it like on a Kiss Cam or like memorable kisses, like the Hall of Fame of kisses on Kiss Cam. That'd be pretty cool. I think
that's not a bad idea. I like it. I like these ideas. I like Rick, kind of you're kind of our guinea pig here.
Yeah, man. Listen, I'm all about the entrepreneurial spirit and creativity, but I think that'd be pretty cool, man. Like like in your offices, you have like the Hall of Fame of like Kiss Cams and like the epic couples kissing. Because I always think of like Barack Obama, Michelle Obama. They were on one of the Kiss Cams, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, I think I'm like, that's like an iconic one. Like you never see those happen. So I think that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And all the celebrities too, that you see on the scams, those always draw a lot of attention as well too.
That's just incredible, man. That's so awesome. And you know, what you got going on with the app, that's incredible. I do hope that you guys break out into like Europe or whatever, because I think they need to liven it up a little bit in those stadiums. It's gonna be kind of boring, right? Like you were at the Barcelona game. It was like, it's like the soccer, but there's like nothing going on, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like I said, it was really weird just being there and, you know, everybody would cheer when a goal was scored or there's a foul or, you know, something like that. So, but it's just a different experience. I'm not saying it was any worse or any better. It's just different.
Well, I would think it's not like that for like Manchester United games. Aren't they like crazy?
Oh, I'm sure they are.
Yeah. So I think they'd probably be a little bit more lively over there. But, you know, do they not have alcohol at these games? Or are they just very quiet drunks? They're very quiet drunks. I guess we're obnoxious Americans, like they like to probably say out there.
Oh, yeah. You know, our It's actually a funny story. You say obnoxious Americans. We, one of our partners is a cricket announcer. His name is Danny Morris, and he's always giving us a hard time. He's like, you Americans. He's from New Zealand, ex-cricket player, current announcer, world-renowned in the cricket space. But he always makes fun of us. You Americans think you guys have everything with your NFL football and basketball and everything. You don't have anything. So,
okay. Wow. I was like, well, yeah. I don't know. That sounded a little obnoxious to me.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Obnoxious New Zealands.
Yeah, exactly.
Newsies, what are they? New Zealanders?
I don't know. How do you go by? I know Australians are Aussies.
Aussies, yeah, they're Aussies.
Yeah. So for anyone that is looking, you know, for them on social media, the Kiss Cam on Twitter and Instagram, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Kisscam.com on Facebook.
Yes, kisscam.com on Facebook. Yep. You'll see our red Casey Hart there too. So you'll know it's us.
And you know, you'll see on the promo that we had for today, you'll see that Kiss Cam Hart. So, my idea is probably not original because you guys have probably done it, but weddings, have people utilized it at a wedding reception?
So yes, actually one of my wife's good friends owns a photo booth company.
Okay.
So we've worked with them as far as, and they do a tons of weddings. They do, you know, other like charities and fundraisers, and but weddings is kind of their deal. And working with them to do weddings. So let's set up their photo booth there, and after, you know, festivities begin, people go in and get their Kiss Cam picture taken. And then another thing is, I'm sure you guys know, but the boomerangs, where it's on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
So it goes in and out. And so doing, you know, Kiss Cam boomerangs, kind of things of that nature. So you can have a lot of fun with it. And then with the brand, it's very flexible. We can do, there's a lot you can attach the brand to and you can do with it. So that's kind of why we're trying to be so experimental with the brand too. Seeing where it can go, what we can do with it.
No, I think go ahead, Mike.
Real quick to all of our great, you know, viewers right now, put in the comments how you want Playing the Field and Kiss Cam to work together and collaborate. So send us your ideas.
Please do.
I want to know where can I get the shirt? Like, if I want to get that Kiss Cam shirt, where can I get that? Is there like
I'll send you a shirt tomorrow?
Awesome. Yeah, I'm a large man. I'll get you a shirt. Yeah, absolutely. So can people who get on the app, is there merchandise you guys do as well for Kiss Cam too? Or
so that is something we do have in mind.
Okay.
It's kind of a e-commerce section. We haven't gotten to that point yet. Another fun thing we have with the app, or where people, you can go in and you can gain points for taking pictures, participating in contests, you know, sharing it to social media, you know, whatever it may be. So sharing it will be a couple points, taking a picture will be a couple points, participating in contests. And you can, where the idea behind that is using those points to kind of buy merchandise.
Yeah.
Or, you know, something of that nature. So, but that's something that's built in right now. We haven't really activated anything. We haven't really figured out how we're going to do it yet. So, but hopefully in the next, you know, year or two, hopefully maybe even sooner, we can figure something out in that neck of the woods.
How big do you think you see the app and the company in the next, you know, decade or so? I mean, are you guys going to see big market expansion?
I'm hoping so. I don't want to
get ahead of yourself.
Too ahead of myself, exactly. I'm hoping so. I mean, it's already a known brand, and we're kind of building what's already been built upon, but in other areas. So that's kind of the So, but yeah, I mean, every time we say I own Kiss Cam, it's definitely a head turn. It's like, huh, you own Kiss Cam? This and that. And people don't believe either. People don't believe you, or they'll give you a second look, or, you know, it's all in all, they'll be taken back in one way, shape, or form.
Yeah, Alex. Well, listen, man, great work, man. And yeah, if you can send me a T-shirt, I'll be rocking that this summer for sure, 100%.
I'll absolutely get you one.
Yeah, oh, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
We also have somebody in the comments. that wants a shirt as well.
And
we have somebody that is willing to work. Joseph McGrath, good friend of the show. He used to work for Aramark and was doing 100-150 online orders a day. If you're searching for somebody to help you with the merchandise, if you get that rolling,
yeah, absolutely.
So look at that. We got your merchandise thing going here. We got the Kiss Cam Hall of Fame.
We got some customers
playing the field collaborations.
Oh, this is a great show.
So please, you know, if either in the comments or you know. Shoot us out on Twitter at the Fans Pod. Tell us how you want, you know, Kiss Cam and Playing the Field to collaborate. But yeah, I mean, you know, as we continue growing Playing the Field and we hopefully get into stadiums and whatnot, you know, we definitely want to try to find ways to collaborate with Kiss Cam and try to all work together and help each other out.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm all for it.
Alice, perfect. Thank you much. And if I bring a girl to a game, man, I'm going to hit you up so I can get on the Kiss Cam over there. So
I'll throw you in the Hall of Fame.
Ah, there you go.
Whoa, look at that. Oh, you got to be wearing the Kiss Cam shirt.
I got to wear the shirt.
I'll be wearing the Kiss Cam shirt.
100%.
So you got to slide. You got to slide into Alex's DMs and tell him.
There we go.
Everyone, the Kiss Cam on Twitter and Instagram, kisscam.com on Facebook, and then kisscam.com for their website. So take a look, download the app, play around with it. Any final words, Alex?
No, nothing from my end. I appreciate you guys having me on. It's been great. Wow,
anytime you want to come on, dude. Always
it
welcome.
It was an absolute pleasure. Watch the last two seasons of Cobra Kai. You'll be doing yourself a favor. All right. Thanks a lot for coming on.
Cool. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Alex.
All right. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
All right, man. I had no idea, man. I mean, right? It's like it's amazing. It's the most simple things.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
But you know, that's. I mean, think about some of the successful businesses out there, like you know,
what the simplest ones, man.
Yeah. I mean,
as I'm downloading the app right now as we speak.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Oh yeah, I had to download the app. Yeah, of course.
There you go. Yeah. I mean, look at you know, like Facebook. I mean, really, you know, when it first started, it was just you know for people, college kids to talk to their you know their fellow classmates.
And now it rules the world.
And now it's not as simple. No, it's definitely not as simple now. But even like you know, Instagram. You know, this app that you can use that you can add filters to, you know, and obviously you got, you know, Kiss Cam. So all
this is awesome, man, the way they got it set up. So you get out, you're on the app and it's like I'm talking right now and then you snap the picture of it and then you upload it. This is great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great job, Alex, from Jessica. Thank you for watching, Jessica.
Jessica, download the app. It's a good one.
Yeah, I have it too. I played around with it as well.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
But you know, people out there, you know, tell us, you know, how you want us to implement, you know, Kiss Cam with Playing the Field, you know, because you know it's a perfect, you know, collaboration. You know, we're after the same thing, you know, in different avenues, but we're all after the same thing, you know, just for everyone have fun and bring that, you know. That sports loving, you know, thing, you know, just to your living room. So it was a pleasure to have Alex on, and we wish him and his dad, you know, the best. The best of luck. But you know, they're putting in the work, you know, and
they're doing their thing. Yeah.
You know, they're putting in the work and it's gonna blow up. And you know, we're gonna get those that merchandise out there too. And you're gonna get it. I think I gotta get a shirt too. I want a shirt too.
I definitely want a shirt. I'm 100%. You know, they gotta make one a red one too, like a red and white one, like a red one and white where it says Kiss Cam too.
I'm sure they probably have some.
Yeah, I know. But my mind started churning. Like, you know, I was like, yeah, let me start thinking about it.
Oh, look.
I was like, that beer, let's work on that beer can. You make it nice and like a red beer can, whatever, with like you should make like they should make like a beer, right? Okay. So a Kiss Cam beer, but like different, like the different couples or like the different celebrities on the label of the beer, right? So like they could do that. It could become from like the Hall of Fame or whatever, the Hall of Fame of Kiss Cams or whatever. So
hey, they should have Kiss Cam branded lipstick.
Ah,
right.
Now we're thinking Kiss Cam frames. They should make their own frames if they wanted to.
Yeah.
They should hire us. I mean, you know. Yeah.
Hey, Alex is nodding with approval backstage. So,
all right. There we go.
Have to do a fan experience at Kiss Cam T as one. All right.
Okay. All right. We're down with that. Yeah.
All right. We actually, and Kathy loves beer.
Kathy loves beer. So you get one with the, like, we'll get a beer, like a, you know, like a Kiss Cam beer with Kathy and her boyfriend on it. And, you know, put it out there, man. You go walk into a 7-Eleven and see that. Who's not going to buy that?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I want to play in the field beer.
That'd be nice.
You know, I've been my, a friend of mine, you know, I think you met him, Justin.
Yeah. He's got a beer.
You know, he brews his own beer. So, you know, he's going to, you know, we're going to get some play in the field beer, out there, you know, once we pick up the brand a little bit and get some merchandise ourselves and whatnot, you know, everyone's going down that route, you know,
yeah, of course. That's what you got to do, man.
You know, and it's obviously it's a nice, logo to have on clothes in my opinion, but
Kiss Cam is just that's awesome. And that, you know, what's, and the thing about that is like when couples go to the game, like they want to get on that Kiss Cam, like they don't do anything to get the attention of the camera guy, like to get on that thing. And it's just one of it's like Ford. It's like an iconic brand, man, in America when you go to a game. Mm-hmm. What do you expect?
No, absolutely. And, you know, I can't even, you know, there are times, you know, especially, you know, when I'm there with a girl or whatever, like I don't, you know, say it out loud, but I think it, you know, I'm like, I wonder if I'll be on the Kiss Cam, you know, but now everybody can download the app, you know, send it out there. And then boom, you know, we're definitely looking forward to, the future. Future collaborations.
Yeah, absolutely.
With us and Kiss Cam. You know, talking about, you know, Kiss Cam, obviously one of the more popular stadiums would be baseball for the Kiss Cam, I think. Let's talk a little bit of baseball. My New York Mets, you know, they're getting hit with the injury bug already. Seth Lugo,
yeah.
6 weeks for an elbow procedure, and they did sign an outfielder in Kevin Pillar, I believe. But the people are taking the Mets to do very well this year, you know, and sports books are seeing a surge in Mets bets because of, you know, the addition of Francisco Lindor, to name a few. And, you know, I don't like to get ahead of myself. Kiss Cam and play in the field. Absolutely. I don't want to get too excited because, you know, I've made that mistake before. Yeah,
let's just one step at a time, everybody.
Exactly.
One step at a time.
Let's win opening day. Let's win the next game and the next game. And, you know, slow and steady. You know, I do think that they have a shot in making the playoffs this year. I think they have a shot to make, you know, at the very least a wild card appearance. And, you know, we'll see. I don't know if they have enough right now to win it all this year.
No.
But, you know, but anything can happen.
I mean,
obviously Trevor Bauer to the Dodgers is definitely a little bit of a buzzkill. To the NL as far as, you know, the Mets trumping the Dodgers,
right? But I think we talked
have a rotation, yes,
right? And I think we talked about this last week. I don't know that Trevor Bauer is made for New York, man. I think he's a California guy. It's laid back over there. It's perfect for him. The media is not like what it is here. It'll scrutinize everything the dude does. You know, I mean, not everybody can deal with the mm-hmm. media glow of New York City. So, you know what? For him, it's okay. And I think for the Mets, okay, too. And so, you know, the question is, can the Mets, you know, compete with the Atlanta Braves, who are obviously the favorites in the NL East. But again, you know, baseball is such a it's set up in such a way now that if you get into a playoff series, man, and you got the arms, question is, can their bullpen hold up? You know,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's always been the Mets
because Edwin Diaz can implode like any second. We don't know about Betances. Like obviously Lugo's hurt now, so the question is, will their bullpen be able to hold up? That's the question for the Mets, and do they have enough offense? Which I think they do, but we'll wait and see. So, but I got to look, man. They've done some good things. I mean, I think they're right there in the mix for the wild card, no doubt.
Well, they're a lot farther along than they were. 100%.
And you have the richest owner in baseball.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, he is the richest owner.
Richest owner in baseball.
By just a little bit.
Yeah. So if you need to sign somebody, he'll sign them. That's it.
Except if it's Bauer or Springer.
But that's not. I don't think that's what that they were outbid. Honestly, I just think that those guys were manipulating the Mets to get where they really wanted to go. It's not. I think at the end of the day, if the Mets needed to put down the money, they'd have put down the money.
Yeah, and you know. So I got a question for you. Where does Trevor Bauer end in Cy Young conversations this year? It's like, you know, where do you think he falls in the pecking order for the NL Cy Young?
In the NL Cy Young, let's see, DeGrom's going to be there. You know, DeGrom's going to be there. We'll see. He might be top two or three. I mean, just depends. If he stays healthy. But you know, DeGrom's going to be in that conversation. I forgot the kid's name. Trying to think. Who won it this year? Who was it who won it this year? NL Cy Young.
Bauer
won. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's going to be up there right there with, obviously, with DeGrom if they get him some run support. I know I'm, oh God, why am I thinking?
Well, you had Bauer, then DeGrom, then Darvish.
Yeah. So,
and then you still got Scherzer out there as well.
Matt Scherzer's out there. He might, you know, so what, again, can he stay healthy? And you know, will he be able to shine out there with the Dodgers? Wait and see. And remember, they got to play the Padres out there, who are getting better. So that's going to be tough matchup for them. So you know, it's no walk in the park. Obviously, the favorites out there, but it's no walk in the park.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like, I don't know, every year prior. Like, you know, Trevor Bauer was middle of the road. You know, yeah. I don't know if, you know, I don't know if just something clicked all this year and he's going to be right back there. So that's, you know, I think it was a little, I think he got a crazy, you know, obviously highest paid contract right now because of 1 year. And, you know,
exactly.
And it could turn out that he's just that kind of a pitcher now, but I think it's too small of a sample size to spend the house on just bringing him in.
Agreed.
And then leveraging the future of Conforto and stuff like that.
Yeah. So, you know, it's going to be, and let's not forget Kershaw out there, man. I mean, he's older and he's up there, but he's still, if he wants to put a good year together, if he can stay healthy for a year, he can do some damage out there too.
And whatchamacallit? I just lost my train of thought. Oh yeah, Kershaw's got his best buddy in town now. Him and Stafford. You know, they're gonna be
partying out there. You know, with the families and everything.
Out. I think Kershaw had some kind of role to play in bringing Stafford and saying, hey, Rams, why don't you just trade your, you know, NFC championship quarterback and two first round picks and bring somebody that's never sniffed the NFC championship over here?
Well, I don't know that he had that kind of pull, but he definitely talked to Stafford and say, hey, come out here. It's a different type of vibe out here. And I think Stafford's been in, well, how long has he been in Detroit? What, 9, 10 years?
Stafford is a California boy. So
You know, so I think he also wanted to go back out there and you know, I think he's going to do well out there. You know, the Rams have a top five defense. They got some weapons out there. I think he's going to do all right. But yeah, I think Clayton Kershaw it was like, look, man, if you want to go somewhere, come out here to LA. Beaches, it's chill, you know, it's Hollywood, you know, he'll like it. So, and listen,
yeah, I mean, let's talk about, I don't know if it's you that froze or me, but I will
you're good.
Keep it going. You're back?
Yeah, you're good. You're good.
No, you know, we're talking about Stafford moving west and whatnot. But let's talk about the news that happened over the weekend. I know it's, you know, football's over, but, you know, obviously big news in J.J. Watt being released by the Houston Texans. So, you know, that Houston, you know, the Houston sports world just keeps unraveling. You know, you had Harden moving over to the Nets. You got Deshaun Watson wanting a trade. J.J. Watt getting released.
Yeah.
And DeAndre Hopkins, his former teammate, who is now with the Cardinals, blasts out on social media that he wants J.J. Watt to the Cardinals so they could finish what they started. And there was also talks about J.J. Watt going where again? I can't remember. It was another front-running
The Cleveland Browns.
Oh, yes. He's interested in going to the Browns and teaming up with Myles Garrett. You know, I know J.J. Watt is, you know, he's had a lot of injuries, but, you know, the guy's a leader. You can't deny that.
Yeah.
And to put him there in a leadership role on a defense, especially with that, you know, that second to last game press conference, like, did you watch that?
Yeah, where he said we're played to King's ransom to play a game and all that stuff. Like,
yeah,
he's right about that. He's 100% right about that.
He has the right mindset, you know, for a winner.
Yes.
And
yes.
He deserves to be playing for somebody that has a chance in winning and not an organization that, you know, honestly has not done the right things in the last 5 years, 10 years.
Been a disaster.
Other than drafting Deshaun Watson,
but Bill O'Brien took them to. They've won the division. They've gone to a couple of playoffs. It's not like they haven't done anything, you know.
Yeah.
And if you're going to sign JJ, just remember, you know. And Steve, I think it was Stephen A. Smith who pointed this out on ESPN. I don't know, it was a week ago that, you know, it was 24-7, and the Houston defense gave up 51 points to Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs, you know, in big moments, you know, that Houston defense never has shown up. And J.J. Watt has had moments where he hasn't, like, taken over the game. Like, you're waiting to see, like, a Reggie White type of performance with J.J. Watt. You know what I mean? And you haven't seen that. And so, I mean, if you're Cleveland, do you sign him? Yeah, I mean, you can make that move. If you're going to pair him with Myles Garrett, so the onus isn't all on him, that's a good move for him. I would not be surprised, though, Mike, if the guy ends up in Tampa, because everybody wants to go to Tampa. Talking about OBJ getting traded to Tampa, you know, because everybody's is now ring chasing or what have you. So, you know, look, if you're a team looking to sign J.J. Watt, that you're a win now team, you're getting ready to make a Super Bowl run. My guess is he signs with Tampa. Or, like, if he wants to go to Cleveland, maybe he goes there to turn that ship around. But also, he just put out something on I think it was Instagram, was what Robert Saleh said, all gas, no brakes, got all Jet fans all excited. I don't want J.J. Watt. We're not a team that is ready for a J.J. Watt. So let's not even go there.
Yeah, no, we don't. I mean, what's it really going to do? Where is it going to, you know, bring us?
Nothing. We need depth. We need players. We don't have players. One guy isn't going to change it. We need players.
Well, I mean, we've all heard, you know, your opinion on the Watson thing, but Watson, you know, may or may not get traded, but, you know, there's another team that is playing with the idea of trading for Watson, and it's pretty surprising. You know, so I don't know how much truth there is in these rumors and speculations, but I've been reading that the Carolina Panthers are interested in trading for Deshaun Watson and offering Christian McCaffrey and a couple of first round picks to do it. I think that's insane.
I mean,
I think you should be paying for McCaffrey.
No,
I mean McCaffrey
is a run. He's a running back, and he's already been injured.
Yes, okay, but two first round picks, and
for Deshaun Watson
and McCaffrey.
I mean, why not do it?
Two first round picks.
Yeah.
No, if you're Houston,
you're Houston 100%. But if you need a game, if you want a quarterback and you feel like you're on the cusp of like doing some great things, and
Mike Davis did do well in McCaffrey's injury this year. And obviously Deshaun Watson would be an upgrade over Teddy Bridgewater.
100%.
Now.
And I'm wondering if Carolina's starting to worry about McCaffrey's durability, you know, because once a running back gets hurt, is he going to be durable? Is he going to get injured again? You know, whereas you have a Deshaun Watson back there who's going to be able to give you another decade of football.
Yes. You know? No, absolutely. Well, Deshaun Watson is a safer pick than Christian McCaffrey, of course.
Right.
Because the guy has been overworked. And I knew he was good. I had a feeling he was going to get injured this year because he put in so much work last year. I just don't see how it's McCaffrey and two firsts, but I guess we'll see. I guess we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see. It's going to be an interesting offseason, say the least. It's just going to be interesting to see where people go, what moves are made. I mean, you know, the draft coming up in late April or early May, whatever it is. I mean, between now and then, it's going to be fascinating to see where all these quarterbacks go with Carson Wentz and his drama. Obviously with the Deshaun Watson thing going on, it's just going to be fascinating to see where the dominoes fall. I for us as Jet fans, you know, you're starting to hear the chatter. You're already starting to hear the Zach Wilson at two. You know, you're already starting to hear Sam Darnold call us in an hour kind of thing. Like, you know, so we'll see. I think that's a lot of smokescreen stuff. So it's going to be an interesting offseason in the NFL.
Yeah, without a doubt. But, you know, NBA is off and running. NHL and then MLB is right around the corner.
Next week, pitchers like that sound of the ball hitting the bat.
Well, pitchers
that
sound are already there. It's just it's for intramurals.
It's tomorrow, right? Yep. But I think the first spring training games are this weekend, right?
Is it this weekend? Yeah, I think it might be.
I can't wait to watch, man. I'm looking forward to baseball, man. I can't wait till it comes back.
I am too. It's just, I don't know. It's just something about baseball and the spring. It just, you know, there's nothing like it. You know, football,
you know what it is?
Great, but, you know, it's opening day baseball is, you know, next to the Super Bowl is the second best day of the year.
Yeah, and what it is like it's the sign of the spring, of the summer, of the leaves, of like the time changing, gets warmer, the days are longer. Like that's what it's about, man. I mean, like for me, like it's like the start of a new summer and being able to just, you know, wear shorts or whatever and just be able to go to a game or watch a game. I mean, that's the way I'm looking at it. That's what I love about baseball.
Yeah. Oh, and happy Fat Tuesday out there, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Happy Fat Tuesday to everybody over there. Oh, that's right. Mardi Gras in New Orleans down there.
Yeah, but it's a different kind of Mardi Gras this time around. I'm hearing that people are decorating their houses to look like floats and stuff. And you know, I mean, everything's virtual and whatnot. Like, I don't know. I mean, I've never been to Mardi Gras, but I heard what happens there. Are they doing this stuff virtually? You know, I mean, we. I know we don't
go. The virtual Mardi Gras? I don't know. How do you give somebody beads virtually? I mean, I don't know if you can do that.
Well, I
know
that
that's going to work. I don't know if that's going to work.
I know that there's certain sites called like OnlyFans and stuff like that. So I'm sure
this is a family show.
I know. I didn't say anything else.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Anything else.
All right. Well, with that said.
But I'm sure that's how this Mardi Gras experience is going to. It's going to go down if you're doing it virtually.
Well, let's hope this is the last time that Mardi Gras celebrated this way. And 2021 is the year where we finally just start getting back on track here.
Yeah, and then every day is going to be Fat Tuesday.
Yeah,
we're out of this, every day is going to be Fat Tuesday.
Let me tell you something. Once we like towards the, I'm telling you right now, like starting fall, like even summer, but fall, you're going to start seeing bars packed, people drinking like they haven't drank in years. It's going to be the Roaring 20s part two. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah. No, it certainly is. And well, in the Roaring 20s, they didn't have, they were still in the, they still had outlaw alcohol.
Prohibition, there. But people were finding ways to drink. It didn't matter. Yeah.
Well, yes, of course, but not at bars.
Correct. Correct.
They didn't do it at bars. They did it.
Some genius put a constitutional amendment. Yeah, banning drinking. Yeah, whose bright idea was that one?
I can't remember. But
it doesn't even matter. You know, they're irrelevant.
It is what it is, and they realized, this is not going to fly. But yeah, I mean, enjoy this unprecedented Fat Tuesday, everybody.
Yes.
And happy Ash Wednesday for everybody that, you know,
I gotta do observes. That tomorrow, yeah.
I actually do not know when my Lent starts. I'm not sure if it is a different day for me, but
yeah,
because mine falls on a different day than everyone else's. I am Greek Orthodox, so
there you
we'll
go.
See. I'm not sure. Kathy says it's not hers either. So
all right.
Thursday, you know, Kathy will be on, and she also had some advice for Rick to take a look at a couple of movies.
Hey, Kathy, I haven't seen Happy Gilmore either.
Yes, we just found out. Oh, 25th anniversary for Happy Gilmore today.
Thank you, Adam Sandler. Congratulations on that.
Yeah, absolutely great movie. I might have to watch it today just because. Speaking of golf, you know, we will be talking a lot of golf on Thursday, you know, because Kathy has a company called The Short Game Place, and it's all about, the golf and the indoor golf arena. But, you know, we will find out a lot more about it on Thursday, and excited to have Kathy on to talk about it. So Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern, we will be right back here, and have a great rest of your night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. We'll see you Thursday, 9 p.m. Fan Experience TV. Tune in. Peace.
Do you want to meet other sports enthusiasts like yourself? Playing the Field can help you connect with people who love sports as much as you do, for friendship or romance. You can showcase up to 5 of your favorite teams on your profile trading card, to make it easier to find fellow sports fans. Now you can talk about sports, go to the games, or play sports with others who share your interests. Find out more at playthefieldnow.com.